True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up later this hour, we have our Junkies Weekend Parlay. Later in the program, we'll check in with Sam Fortier, who's now a columnist for the Washington Post. He used to be on the beat for the Commanders. Gavin Dawson's going to join us at 9:20. We'll get the Cowboys' perspective. We talked to Zabe for kind of the Packers' perspective. And then Bill Roth to talk some Virginia Tech. But right now,
got a lot going on.
We hit the skins.
All right, boys. Obviously, the big news, even though it doesn't sort of directly affect the skins, The Micah Parsons trade to the Green Bay Packers kind of sending shockwaves through Commanders Nation cakes. Mm-hmm. If you want to chime in and be happy to take your calls, you know, kind of this segment or throughout the show, 800-636-1067. I know I was kind of stunned. I always assumed all along, I don't know if you boys felt the same way, that Jerry would just ultimately do what he always does and just pay the kid. And that just didn't happen.
I thought he would pay him too.
Or worst comes to worst, Parsons just plays out his fifth year and bitches about it, and either they get something done during the season or
franchise
them the end of the year. But it's rare that you trade them 5-6 days before the season.
I think when he laid down on that table or whatever, that was kind of like,
yeah,
that was like,
well, I think
the tipping point.
I think the beginning of the end was the trying to get the deal done without the agent.
Oh, sure.
Like that really set things, you know, like
agent
bad between the two parties.
Sure, but I would think that would be overcomable if Jerry would then negotiate in good faith,
right,
with the agent. But I thought when he laid down on that table and just showed just no regard, mm-hmm, for the game, what's going on, even though it was apparently brief. He was eating on the sideline, right? I mean, just the guy was just being...
Yeah, delicious tray of nachos, and then he laid down on the training table.
Just being as untenable as he could be.
Couldn't have cared less.
But, of course, we had Steve Zabin on, and Zabin likes it, but I think he's cautious. He's being cautious about it, knowing what they gave up. The two first-round picks, not nothing. But still, they're definitely better defensively, and I think it goes without saying that Dallas has taken a big step backwards, unloading their best player. We'll see how much Kenny Clark helps them. Who knows?
Now, the math, it said that if they did pay Parsons, Parsons, CD, and Dak would have been about 50% of their cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 50%
something
of your
had to
cap
give, I guess,
with three players, that's a big number.
Yeah.
I get it. It's just hard to let a guy go that's that good at his position.
Yeah.
And that good at rushing the pass.
It does obviously have an impact. You know, I thought he was by far the most impactful defensive player, you know, currently in the league that I watch kind of regularly. I know others have other people maybe a Bosa at times, maybe a TJ Watt. I don't know. I don't know who you want to put in that mix. Sure. But we're not going to play him twice a year anymore, thank God. But we do play him in week two, Cakes.
Yep.
Will Micah Parsons be at full speed, full go, locked in week two against the Skins, or will he be on some sort of pitch count?
Well, hopefully for Commanders fans, he'll be on a pitch count. But I would guess by week two, I would think he would have a full grasp of the Packers defense and that he'll be up to speed.
He'll be
I'm
as up
he's going to get the full Micah Parsons experience in week two.
Yeah. Well.
He'll be as up to speed as Terry will be.
Well, the difference is it's a new team, and I don't know. Has he been working out on the side as much as Terry has been? I have no idea. I probably assume he has been, but I just don't know. No.
I just put it up as our Surfside poll of the day. Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can, only 100 calories. Zero carbonation, that means easy sipping. You can find Surfsides at your local bars and in convenient variety, 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Which side won the deal? Packers or Cowboys?
So just in regard to the Commanders more directly, there's some news out there that I guess they're going to be interviewing or bring him in. Kendrick Bourne, who I guess played his first 4 years in San Francisco and his last few has been with New England. So I'm sure Peters knows him from his 49er days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you look at Kendrick's numbers, they're not eye-popping or anything. But he is a veteran that could help the unit for sure. His last couple years haven't been super productive. He had 37 catches in 23 for 4 touchdowns. Last year, he had 28 catches for 1 touchdown. But over his career, he's got close to 300 catches, 22 touchdowns. You know, obviously, a capable veteran that
it's
they're going
like
to kick the tires on.
Fourth or fifth wide out in a room.
Yeah.
You know, I guess they just feel like maybe he's better than the current fourth or fifth wide out in the Commanders room.
Especially when you got a guy like Noah Brown who can be in and out.
Right.
You just have no idea.
Right.
They currently only have 5 on their active roster, although I believe they have 3 on the practice squad right now.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. Now, one receiver that I'm interested in, obviously I said it right away, is Hunter Renfrow. And apparently Dave Canales may still be interested in him. It's interesting. He did have comments on why he didn't make the 53. And he said essentially that he saw some peaks, but then he saw maybe some valleys where he wasn't quite as consistent. And he just wanted to make sure that he knows right now he might not be right for the team, but there's some opportunities there. He kind of is leaving it insinuated that he wanted maybe to stuff him on the practice squad. I'm not sure.
Right.
That's kind of the feeling I'm getting reading between the lines. But Renfrow said he wanted to talk to his family and maybe see what other options are out there. There is a report that NBC has, I think, that there are multiple teams interested in Renfrow.
Okay, so maybe he has a chance to actually make a 53 instead of the practice squad with another team.
Right, or a practice squad with a better
but
team.
But if I'm in the Panthers, I probably have interest in him because we just traded Adam Thielen back to the Vikings. So that dings your wide receiver depth. So if they can get him back, I'm sure they'd love to stash him on the practice squad.
Tom Pelissero of NFL Media is the one that's saying that he's weighing his options and that he has interest from multiple teams on the open market, although I don't see Washington as a name that's being thrown out there. So
well, once you get Bourne, I don't think you would turn to Renfrow.
I'd rather have Renfrow than Bourne.
Not if he's broken down. The way that I read the Canales comments was he's not that great anymore.
Well, I read it. He said he had some peaks, and then it wasn't as consistent. So maybe he's just not fully healthy yet. Because remember, it wasn't a physical thing in terms of like a knee or anything like that. You know, he had that sickness, the colitis, and lost a bunch of weight.
And Bourne, it had a knee. He had an ACL tear.
Right.
So it just seems like it's been a few years since Renfrow was producing.
He has, well, but so was for Zach Ertz. I mean, guys can rediscover, especially he's only 29.
And has been for Bourne, too, because he tore his ACL in 23. Either one, you're kind of getting a beaten down veteran receiver.
You're getting a distressed asset, either way.
Valdez, do you have the Quinn comments? So yesterday, Quinn was asked about the run defense, how it looked during the preseason, et cetera. Here
when you take a look at the preseason and you all's performance, run defense performance, what were your takeaways there, and how did that mirror to what you all, where you all landed on the roster?
Sure. I would say our tackling got better as we went, Candy. So first game, I didn't like it at all. Second game got better. As we got to Baltimore, I liked it better. As far as the run defense goes, if I just counted the preseason games, it'd be incomplete. So in totality, I like where we've added guys into the mix. Eddie, JK, Wise, like these are some big, strong guys inside. So I'm pleased with the trajectory there. So it was a combination of adding some personnel, and then I would say like the technique feels better going into it. It'll always be something I see us working on, but our tackling, that's to me the top of the pile. And we're not where I think we need to be and will be. I feel that way every year at this time because it's the thing we don't do full on. And so tackling feels like it gets better defensively kind of as the season grows, and you got to stay on the skill for that. But I'm much more pleased than I am a year ago sitting here at this time, that's for sure.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's good. I mean, the run defense obviously is what really plagued this team last year, and he sounds like he knew it.
He had to know it.
He knew it going in. So, I don't know. I think that's what we're all going to be watching. You know, stopping the run, tackling, forcing punts. If they're able to do that, we should be okay. If we can't,
then it could be a long season.
Not letting teams convert on third downs all the time. People. That's an issue.
I mean, it just puts pressure on the offense to score pretty much every time you get the ball.
Right. So, you know, there's a former Skin who was released last week or earlier in the week. And somebody from the Bleacher Report called him the biggest loser, the NFL's biggest loser after his release. Do you know who that is, Cakes?
I don't.
Is it Cleveland Farrell?
No.
Biggest loser in terms of what?
Heineke?
No. Jamin Davis.
You're such a loser.
Jamin Davis.
That's your guy, EB.
He wasn't necessarily my guy, but remember,
that was Ron's guy.
I said that that Ron envisioned him as using him like a poor man's Micah Parsons, and that's what I envisioned.
I know. You thought Quinn was going to unlock him.
And they were going to unlock him, and they tried, and they just released him. And then I think he's been on one or two teams. Then he had a good preseason debut, or the second game, I think it was, for the Jets, right? But they ultimately did release him. So...
one of Ron's many whiffs. If you look at those four first round draft picks, just brutal. I mean, Chase Young wins rookie of the year, but Jamin Davis, Jahan Dotson, and Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the legacy of his first round picks.
Yeah, not good.
That Knox wrote, Davis flashed in the preseason, got some reps with the starters during training camp. However, he'll now be looking for work again. Could be running out of NFL opportunities. He's never developed into a reliable full-time player, and he spent time with three different franchises last season before getting claimed by New York. Davis looked to be an intriguing reclamation project for Aaron Glenn, but now may struggle to get back on an active roster.
Hey, but he did drive 114 on the Loudoun County Parkway.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yep, he did.
Oh, Jamin Davis?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
114.
I mean, I've been on the Loudoun County Parkway a billion times. I don't know how he got the 114.
How you get up to that speed. No. Yeah, it's crazy.
It is amazing when you look at the first round picks from 2019 that are no longer with this team. You have Jamin, of course. You have Chase Young from 2020. Montez Sweat from 2019. You have Dwayne Haskins, who was drafted
no
in 2019. Man.
Manny what? Forbes.
What a disaster, Cakes. Jahan Dot. Did I mention Dotson? Yeah, Jahan Dotson, yep. Jamin, and of course Manny Forbes.
I mean, just think about what that does to the roster when your first round picks.
Well, just in the Dotson.
Don't pan
in
out.
In the Dotson year alone, remember, they held the 11th pick. Mm-hmm. They traded down, got Dotson, and they bypassed Kyle Hamilton, who just signed a big fat extension with the Baltimore Ravens,
right?
Who went in between those two picks. I mean, these actions have consequences, and you're seeing it play out.
Yeah, well,
they did a horrible job.
And that's why you have the league's oldest roster.
Right.
Because you can't just supplement it all overnight.
Because Adam Peters, he has to Band-Aid it with veterans until his draft classes hopefully perform
right.
And are able to fill in these spots.
Right. Remember, I mentioned to you yesterday some of the number changes. You know, guys like Kinlaw, he went from 52 to, what is he wearing now?
99.
99, that seems like a more appropriate number for him.
Kroski Merritt with a downgrade.
He went to 22, right?
He went from 32 to 22.
Why did he do that? Maybe that's a number he'd worn before.
He's an Emmitt Smith guy from back in the day. I don't know.
But there is a little bit of info and intel on Marcus Mariota. Apparently, he told Scott Abraham that, you know, getting back to the number 8 jersey was really important to him and very meaningful, but he didn't know how to handle it, especially with B-Rob and his contributions to the franchise, he said.
Yeah.
They just left it hanging in his locker. Well, and it was a surprise.
That's a nice touch. I like that.
So they just knew that, I guess, he had worn 8, what did he say, something like 8 of his 10 years in the league.
That's pretty cool of them to do that.
Yeah, so he didn't even have to ask for it.
Right. They just gifted it to him.
They gifted it to him.
You know, you're talking about guys who were here in Washington who left. Now, we still have his jersey here in the studio, but I just saw Jonathan Allen this week listed his home up for sale.
Oh, did he?
$4.25 million if you want a 2-acre lot with a 9,500 square foot home.
Yeah, Jason, Jesus. You want to move up? Mm.
What includes
a saltwater pool, outdoor deck with a fire pit.
Do they have all the pictures and everything?
A theater, a full bar, game room.
If it's on
Zillow. Remember, they invited us out there to a pool party. We were going to broadcast.
Yeah, it's a huge house.
Just never did it.
10,000 square feet.
Wait, what was
Cooley's? This the house.
Was Cooley's 8,000 square feet?
No, I think
it was even bigger.
I think it was bigger than
Cooley's
that.
Was maybe 14,000?
Cooley's was so big.
Cooley's
that
was outrageous.
House.
So where is this one?
Great Falls.
That's in Great Falls also?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have broadcast from there. We botched it.
Missed our opportunity.
We did. But yeah, if you got a cool full milli, you might be able to bid on it. You're big like that, Jason. You got long money like that. Why don't you go over there? Move into John's house.
I can't imagine what that mortgage would
get
be.
Get nice and house poor.
Especially with the interest rates the way
how about
are.
How much are you paying to mow that lawn? It's a big lawn.
Yeah.
Well, you're paying a professional.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm saying how much you're paying.
We can find out.
You're paying probably $100 a week at least.
We know people who know John.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Find out what he was paying.
I don't really care that much. Probably, what do you think that is? Couple hundred a week?
I said $100 a week. I don't know. You get a riding mower?
Nah, it's got to be a couple hundred. Even though they can probably knock it out pretty quickly.
You're not pushing a self-propelled.
No, it's a riding mower back and forth, back and forth.
Well, it's just one of those big, what they used to call them a button, that big green thing, and they stand on it. You know, and
standing mower?
Yeah, the thing goes pretty fast. I'm sure they'll take care of it. But there you go. That's it. We still got a week to go. This is our last weekend, right, without NFL football.
Mm-hmm. Next week it's on.
This time next week we'll be breaking down the results of Eagles Cowboys.
Right.
Again, you week.
And then we have to figure out what our survivor pick's going to be.
That is looming. Is everybody one. Paid? I paid.
Kind of like the
you
Eagles.
Pay cakes. You're always...
I paid.
Okay,
I paid.
So everybody's paid.
Everybody paid.
We are.
We've been
we're
made
in.
Whole.
Right, nice. In. Remember, you can vote who won the deal between the Packers and Cowboys at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.